Class 5, Subject English Language, Chapter 2, The Sentence. Hello children, I hope you are all doing well. Let us begin with our today's topic in English language, the sentence. In this lesson, I am going to explain what is a sentence and the four kinds of sentences. So, what is a sentence? A sentence is a group of words that conveys complete sense and puts forward a thought. We always talk to one another in sentences. For example, I am going to the market. I have a headache. I love to play with Barbie dolls. So these are sentences which makes complete sense and enables a person to understand what the speaker is saying. Let us move on to the four kinds of sentences, which is on page 6. Sentences are of four kinds. The first is the declarative sentence. These sentences declare a fact, a plan, or an argument. A declarative sentence ends with a full stop. For example, I am 10 years old. I am a student of class 5. My favorite color is red. Next is the interrogative sentence. These sentences ask a question. An interrogative sentence ends with a question mark. Don't we ask questions like how, when, why, where, what, etc.? For example, how are you? Where do you live? What is your name? The third kind is the imperative sentence. These sentences express a command, make a request, or give advice. An imperative sentence ends with a full stop. For example, please sit down. This is a request. Keep quiet. This is a command. Do not waste food. This is an advice. The fourth kind is the exclamatory sentence. These sentences express strong emotions or feelings. An exclamatory sentence ends with an exclamation mark. For example, superb, you have done well. What a lovely day. Hooray, we have won the prize. Children, please note, full stops, exclamation marks, and question marks are called end punctuations because they come at the end of a sentence. Next, we move on to negative sentences. A sentence that has not in it is called a negative sentence. For example, she will not be watching TV today. I will not meet him today. They have not reached the airport yet. All these sentences have not in it, and so it is called a negative sentence. With this, we come to the end of lesson 2, and I'm sure you have all understood the lesson. Thank you.